beautiful you are.
Thank you.
Do you know you're beautiful? Oh, good. Because it's the first thing I saw. Oh my gosh, look how beautiful you are. And you don't know it.
You're going to make me cry already.
Oh, good. Oh, so how do you know what I do?
So Eric works with me. So he's okay. Kind of guided me. Yeah, I need healing.
No, it's okay. Eric came to me and he knows what I do. And it's like, he's helping me heal the world. It's like amazing. It's like, this dude. Okay, so you obviously have self-esteem issues.
Yes.
Good. Yep. I'm going to give you something to say. You're going to say it three times. We'll tap in the top of your head. Fourth time, we'll tap in the chest. And a fifth time, we'll tap in your abdomen. Okay?
Okay. Continually tap?
Yes.
Just keep tapping? Okay.
We release the belief I'm ugly in all moments.
Is it we or I?
Yeah, I don't use the I word for my own reasons.
Okay. Say it again, Jen. I forgot. No.
No, you know that when you can't say them, it means they're dead on. You want me to feed them to you? We release. The belief. That I'm ugly.
That I'm ugly.
In all moments. We release the belief. That I'm ugly. In all moments. We release the belief. I am ugly. In all moments. Chest. We release the belief. I am ugly.
I am ugly.
In all moments. We release the belief, abdomen.
We release the belief.
That I am ugly. In all moments. We release the belief that I am fat.
We release the belief that I am fat.
In all moments. We release the belief that I am fat. In all moments. We release the belief that I am fat. In all moments. Other chest.
In all moments.
We release the belief.
That I am fat.
In all moments.
We release the belief.
That I am fat. In all moments.
In all moments.
You did it. You're the type. You are that one that you look in the mirror and you say, I'm ugly. I'm fat. And you've said this to girlfriends, correct?
I really don't have any friends, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
You've done it. You've convinced yourself. You've programmed your own selves. You know where I see? Because you're perfect. And I see you in your energy. You have the feeling, you look at your cheeks and you think your cheeks look chubby and you think that your face looks chubby. And it's like you think, oh, I look fat. Look at that. I don't have this defined thing. I don't know what you're looking for. You programmed yourself. You put that thought in there. You put that, okay, we were programmed to be fat. All right, we'll sit right here. We were programmed to be ugly. Okay, we'll sit right here. You did that. You're seeing your own mandates.
Okay.
All right. So knowing that is perfect because one thing, it gives you an understanding of your own power. You did this. It gets you out of that victim that someone did this to you. I mean, there's other layers, but it's right there. We release needing validation in all moments.
We release needing validation in all moments. We release needing validation in all moments. We release needing validation in all moments. We release needing validation in all moments. We release needing validation in all moments.
Did you do the abdomen too?
Yes.
Your cells of your body are really discouraged because you keep programming them in a negative way. You have health issues?
I haven't, but now my stomach's been bothering me in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, so what's happening is your cells have been trying to keep up a level of health with all this programming you're giving them. You're giving them negative programming. And so you're breaking down your own defenses because it's like, all right, she wants us to say we're ugly. She wants us to be that. Okay. But their natural state is to be joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, success. Okay, we have to be ugly too. We have to be fat too. And so they're buckling under the weight of your programming. We release programming myself to be fat in all moments.
We release programming myself to be fat in all moments. We release programming myself to be fat in all moments. We release programming myself to be fat in all moments. We release programming myself to be fat in all moments. We release programming myself to be fat in all moments.
We release programming myself to be stupid in all moments.
We release programming myself to be stupid in all moments. We release programming myself to be stupid in all moments. We release programming
myself
to be stupid in all moments. We release programming myself to be stupid in all moments. We release programming myself to be stupid in all moments.
We release programming myself to be ugly in all moments.
We release programming myself to be ugly in all moments. We release programming myself to be ugly in all moments. We release programming myself to be ugly in all moments. We release programming myself to be ugly in all moments. We release programming myself to be ugly in all moments.
We remove all negative programming from my beingness in all moments.
We release all negative programming.
We remove all negative programming.
All negative programming.
From my beingness.
From my beingness.
In all moments.
In all moments.
We remove. All negative programming.
All negative programming.
From my beingness.
From my beingness.
In all moments.
In all moments.
We remove. All negative programming.
All negative programming.
From my beingness.
From my beingness.
In all moments.
In all moments.
We remove. All negative programming.
All negative programming.
From my beingness.
From my beingness.
In all moments.
In all moments.
We remove. All negative programming.
All negative programming.
From my beingness.
From my beingness.
In all moments.
In all moments.
We remove all negative programming from every cell of my body in all moments.
We remove all negative programming from every cell of my body in all moments. We remove all negative programming from every cell of my body in all moments. We remove all negative programming from every cell in my body in all moments. We remove all negative programming from every cell in my body in all moments. We remove all negative programming from every cell in my body in all moments.
Do you have any gender confusion?
I don't think so. I feel I'm attracted to men, but I feel okay, both. Good. I feel like I have both.
Yes. And that's what I saw. Like you. Okay. So you have beautiful female energy. But we did those taps, and now I can see your androgyny. So yeah, the androgyny, but the androgyny is beautiful. The androgyny is in the fifth dimension. We drop all labels. We drop the label of male and female. So you, me being able to see your beautiful blend of male and female energy in the physical is beautiful. That's the upgrade. Those are the people I go out in the world, and those are the people I can't take my eyes off of. And I'm attracted to them. And it doesn't mean I want to fuck them. It means that those are the people I'm drawn to. So yes, we have to like get all the perversions of sex out of that and just be beautiful. We release being ashamed of our androgyny in all moments.
We release being ashamed of our androgyny in all moments. Ah! We release being ashamed of our androgyny in all moments.
No, see, you're running through it. You just got to stop. You got to pause before in all moments, because that's when I scoop out the energy.
Okay.
We release being ashamed of our androgyny in all moments.
We release being ashamed of our androgyny in all moments. We release being ashamed of our androgyny in all moments. We release being ashamed of our androgyny in all moments. We release being ashamed of our androgyny in all moments. We release being ashamed of our androgyny in all moments.
We release trying to hide our androgyny in all moments.
We release trying to hide our androgyny in all moments. We release trying to hide our androgyny in all moments. We release trying to hide our androgyny in all moments. We release trying to hide our androgyny in all moments. We release trying to hide our androgyny in all moments.
We release hiding our androgyny behind self-loathing in all moments.
We release hiding our androgyny
Behind self-loathing.
We release. Okay.
We release hiding. So when you can't say them, have you watched enough to know when you can't say them, they're dead on? This is the core issue. There's nothing wrong with you except that you know how beautiful you are and that you're the upgrade. And you think you're still in the third dimension. So you're trying to hide who you are in the fifth dimension to survive in the third dimension. And how you anchor yourself down to the third dimension is through negative self-talk and self-beliefs. We release hiding our androgyny behind self-loathing in all moments.
We release hiding our androgyny behind self-loathing in all moments.
Mm-hmm.
We release hiding our androgyny behind self-loathing in all moments. We release hiding our androgyny behind self-loathing in all moments. We release hiding our androgyny behind self-loathing in all moments. We release hiding our androgyny behind self-loathing in all moments.
We release the fear of our androgyny in all moments.
We release the fear of our androgyny in all moments. We release the fear of our androgyny in all moments. We release the fear of our androgyny in all moments. We release the fear of our androgyny in all moments. We release the fear of our androgyny in all moments.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have any gender confusion as far as sexuality and stuff, but as a very advanced soul, we've had lifetimes in both male and female. So we draw upon all of those lifetimes. So when you come into this lifetime as a very aware soul, and you have to only tap into your female lifetimes? It's like you're taking it too literal. So I have a lot of male lifetimes too. And I draw on those male lifetimes. And there's even like sexuality and stuff. I can be sexually attracted to a male and a female. That doesn't mean I want to like be with another woman. It just means right. that I'm tapped into that lifetime where I was attracted to women. And that's beautiful. And we remove all caveats on my self-perception in all moments.
We remove all caveats on my self-perception in all moments. We remove all caveats on my self-perception in all moments. We remove all caveats on my self-perception in all moments. We remove all caveats on my self-perception in all moments. We remove all caveats on my self-perception in all moments.
So we release the trauma of puberty in all moments.
We release the trauma of puberty in all moments. We release the trauma of puberty in all moments. We release the trauma of puberty in all moments. We release the trauma of puberty in all moments. We release the trauma of puberty in all moments.
Were you shamed in this lifetime around that age, 8 to 11?
Probably, yeah. I mean, I had a mustache when I was younger and I got teased for that.
So this isn't, that's good to know, this isn't what I'm seeing. I'm seeing, that's one of your engrams, is to be ridiculed around your sexual identity. Like I've seen you in, like, there's lifetimes where you're a chubby little girl, and it's like you know, right before you go through puberty, you have that baby weight on you because you're going to shoot up and get taller. That's what baby fat is. Baby fat is on a baby. Baby fat is on a preteen right before they shoot up through puberty. And it's a very shameful time because you feel self-conscious and stuff right before you get the boobies and everything, or you get the hair. You had the shaming for being chubby like that. And then you had another lifetime where you were ashamed a lot for masturbating. And there's a lot of negative self-talk around masturbating and stuff as a boy. So you're pulling in all those engrams. And what you're doing is, when you go through puberty, your DNA holds all the memories of all these different lifetimes. And when you go in through puberty, your hormones and your chemical cocktail of your body changes. So what you did is you pulled in all these engrams from past lifetimes to draw from as part of what your experience for an adult would be. And unfortunately, that mustache issue was the trigger to pull in all this other shame from all these past lifetimes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
And does this give you a better like understanding to like, because this isn't all of what's going on with you. This is just what we're getting at right now. But yeah, this is the intensity of being you. And the thing is that you're very dynamic. I don't think you realize how dynamic you are. You don't realize it, do you?
No, I don't know quite what you mean, but when you say that.
You're the type of person that when you walk into a room, people, you don't know this, people turn their heads and you're the one they want to know. You're the one they want to come over and be with. You're the one they want to say, oh, wow. You didn't know that.
Oh, I kind of thought that, but I didn't feel it. I didn't feel that.
Okay,
was
well,
true.
That's what we. Yeah, well, I'm telling you, I already see that, and that we need to get you to be that truth because you're going to help a lot of people, and it's not people who like come into this life cocky and perfect, because you have to. to me, you look perfect, but you don't feel perfect. And so when you come into a room and you show up as so beautiful, but you don't know it, that makes you even more beautiful, right? Because people can spot someone who's so full of themselves, and you're not full of yourself, you're empty. You have to have a little bit of fuel though to...
Yeah, I want to be a healer is what I want to do, but...
Do you know about my SFT workshop?
I saw that. Yeah, I would like to do that.
See, that's the perfect, you're the perfect candidate for this because people are attracted to you, people love you, and you're hiding. Mm-hmm. We remove all engrams of being shamed in all moments.
Remove all engrams of being ashamed in all moments.
No.
We remove all.
No, I didn't say ashamed. That's a self thing. This is people actually, literally, these are big authoritative figures, like a big fat school mom and schoolmasters shaming you. So it's like larger than life shaming a little child. Those are the engrams we're getting rid of now. Because that's why that's why this feeling of being unworthy seems larger than life, like you can never get a handle on it. That's not the truth of it. The truth of the matter is that they happened when you were a child and vulnerable and felt small, and this big adult did it to you. So those are the engrams. We'll get rid of all of those, okay? We remove all engrams of being shamed in all moments.
We remove all engrams of being shamed in all moments. We remove all engrams of being shamed in all moments. We remove all engrams of being shamed in all moments. We remove all engrams of being shamed in all moments. We remove all engrams of being shamed in all moments.
So have you done the SFT worksheets at all?
I did two of yours. I can't, of the ones that you have on your website. I can't remember what they were called.
Energetic cleanse?
Yeah, I think so. And one other one.
Peanut butter and jelly cleanse? You probably skipped right to the positive protocol. Yeah. I suggest people wait on the positive protocol until they get these layers done. Because it's just, you know, you want to get the chunky things out first. You want to do the SFT, the energetic cleanse on being shamed. And then you want to do it with all those who have shamed me.
Okay.
All negative self-talk. They called you names. There was a nasty name they called you. I can't see it, but they called you something like Monkey Boy or something, and something really hideous.
In this lifetime?
Yeah, what's the worst thing they called you? Bring up that sting so we can release it.
Oh.
It's easy. My mother used to call me horseball eyes, mongoloid, moon face. It's easy. Just bring them up.
I can't believe that. I don't know. All I can think of is just mustache. I can't remember any.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They called you mustache?
I don't know if they called me that. They just always said you have a mustache. Everybody mm-hmm. always said that.
We released the trauma. We released the pain and trauma of having a mustache in all moments.
We released the pain and trauma of having a mustache in all moments. We released the pain and trauma of having a mustache in all moments. We released the pain and trauma of having a mustache in all moments. We released the pain and trauma of having a mustache in all moments. We release the pain and trauma of having a mustache in all moments.
So Did we do trying to hide your androgyny? Did we do that one yet?
Not trying to hide, okay. I don't think.
We released trying to hide our androgyny in all moments.
We release trying to hide our androgyny in all moments. We release trying to hide our androgyny in all moments. We release trying to hide our androgyny in all moments. We release trying to hide our androgyny in all moments. We release trying to hide our androgyny in all moments.
So I'm seeing. This is a weird one, but I see you. I see you in a southern town. I hit a honky tonk, and it's like all that. Do this tap first, and then we'll talk about. We release all cultural malfeasance in our moments. I know, right? I don't even know.
Malfeasance.
Do you know what that word means?
Malfeasance. No.
Well, they're saying to do it.
Okay. We release all cultural malfeasance. We remove all cultural malfeasance in all moments.
Oh no, you're right. I'm sorry. It is release. Sorry.
Okay. We release all cultural malfeasance in all moments.
It's malfeasances. I'm sorry.
We release all cultural malfeasances in all moments. We release all cultural malfeasances in all moments. We release all cultural malfeasances in all moments.
No, do that one over. You didn't pause. Do that third one over. You ran through it.
We release all cultural malfeasances in all moments. We release all cultural malfeasances in all moments. We release all cultural malfeasances in all moments.
Hey, is today Saturday?
Yep.
Thank you. I have no concept of time or date anymore.
I don't either.
So are you liking this work?
I love it. Yeah, I really love it.
Something about, so do you work in a hospital?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You're sensitive. You're very sensitive, but you don't know how sensitive. You do know how sensitive you are.
Yeah. Oh yes.
So what you're doing is absorbing the vibrations of all the people in the hospital who are sick, and you're pulling it into your body to like transmute it.
Yeah.
That's not good to do if you're not conscious of how to deal with that. All right. So you're like you're like me and a soft shell crab in that way, but I'm a conscious soft shell crab and you're not conscious. So you don't know how to defend yourself. A soft shell crab does not go out into the open like that, right?
Yeah.
We remove. We remove all the issues absorbed at the from the hospital in all moments.
We removed all issues absorbed from the hospital in all moments.
We remove all the issues absorbed from the hospital in all moments.
We remove all the issues absorbed from the hospital in all moments.
Mm-hmm.
We remove all the issues absorbed from the hospital in all moments. We remove all the issues absorbed from the hospital in all moments. We remove all the issues absorbed from the hospital in all moments. We remove all the issues absorbed from the hospital in all moments.
So I'm going to do the same tab in a different vibration. We extract all the bullshit from my beingness. in all moments.
We extract all the bullshit from my beingness in all moments.
Mm-hmm.
We extract all the bullshit from my beingness in all moments. We extract all the bullshit from my beingness in all moments. We extract all the bullshit from my beingness in all moments. We extract all the bullshit from my beingness in all moments.
Are you going to allow me to share this?
I don't know yet.
Okay. I'm just thinking of how many androgynous people out there are suffering.
Oh.
It's like a perfect.
Okay.
And what happens when you do that? It's almost like that. Because, you know, I work with the adults. You got to know. It's raining out here. Look at all this light in this room. It's overcast here. It's raining. It's been raining for the last 2 weeks. No sun.
Wow.
And all this light. And I see more light in your room because of this. I work with the guides. And so by you putting this out there for yourself to, you know, be vulnerable, it actually is an taking the initiative. Is the healer, because you are allowing for all these people out there who are suffering to get relief through what you have been through. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I totally would do it just for that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point. It's not like I get anything, you know, from it. I'm not, you know, get paid anything or anything from this. So we have to repair your energy field, and we have to give you a buffer on you. So it's almost like we're going to repair the skin on your energy field. You're like really beautiful. I mean, you're like sweet and strong at the same time. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
We release having our defenses wore down in all moments.
We release having our defenses worn down in all moments. We release having our defenses worn down in all moments. We release having our defenses worn down in all moments. We release having our defenses worn down in all moments. We release having our defenses worn down in all moments.
We release the repetitive blows to our psyche in all moments.
We release the repetitive blows to our psyche in all moments. We release the repetitive blows to our psyche in all moments. We release the repetitive blows to our psyche in all moments. We release the repetitive blows to our psyche in all moments. We release the repetitive blows to our psyche in all moments.
So what happens? This is like beautiful to see. Like, so the human body can take, you know, like people say when someone's made fun of about a certain thing, it's like, oh, sure. And people say, oh, just laugh it off. Well, what it is when people like just tease in general, they're like throwing a stone, right? But then when they target a part of a person, they're throwing that same stone in the same spot over and over and over and breaking down the integrity of the energy field in that one spot. And then when they gain other people on it and blows and that you actually have an opening in your aura right here. And that's why you're like seeing, like, you're interpreting it as fat or ugly or stupid even. But it's not. What it is just they pierced your Wei Qi, the skin on your energy field, and left it open right there with that thought. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does it help to know? I mean, because I don't usually go through everything and explain it like this, but for you, for some reason, you knowing it, instead of it just being this intangible thing, oh, I don't feel what about myself? You need to know the cause and effect of it so you can understand the repair of it, or else you won't believe it, right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
We repair and fortify the Wei Qi of all my bodies in all moments. We repair and fortify.
We repair and fortify.
The Wei Qi.
The Wei Qi.
Of all my bodies.
Of all my bodies.
In all moments.
In all moments.
We repair and fortify.
We repair and fortify.
The Wei Qi.
The Wei Qi.
Of all my bodies.
Of all my bodies.
In all moments.
In all moments.
We repair and fortify. Nope, another one on the head. We repair, we repair and fortify. The Wei Qi.
The Wei Qi.
Of all my bodies.
Of all my bodies.
In all moments.
In all moments.
We repair and fortify.
We repair and fortify.
The Wei Qi.
The Wei Qi.
Of all my bodies.
Of all my bodies.
In all moments.
In all moments.
We repair and fortify.
We repair and fortify.
The Wei Qi.
The Wei Qi.
Of all my bodies.
Of all my bodies.
In all moments.
In all moments.
Your so you know you have a physical body, astral body, causal body, mental body. All, and they're like, I think of them as Russian dolls within each other. Your astral body is pulverized. It's mangled. So it's okay. We're gonna repair your astral body.
Okay.
And then see what I'm doing right there? I'm removing the dents from it. So when I do these things, I'm doing stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Do you feel it at all? Do you feel this calm come into you? Like,
yeah, I do feel calm.
We unmangle my astral body in all moments.
We unmangle my astral body in all moments. We unmangle my astral body in all moments. We unmangle my astral body in all moments. We unmangle my astral body in all moments. We unmangle my astral body in all moments.
So you had a past lifetime where you were killed. You were beaten up. It might have been in that honky tonk. you were like, it escalated and stuff, and you were, you know, called out, and and I don't know if you were gay or if you just felt different or you were just different in some way. We release being killed for being different in all moments.
We release being killed for being different in all moments. We release being killed for being different in all moments. We release being killed for being different in all moments. We release being killed for being different in all moments. We release being killed for being different in all moments.
Did you feel that one? It felt like you did.
Okay.
I'm not trying to lead you through this. I wanted to really know.
I guess I didn't feel anything strongly, I noticed.
Okay. It sounded like it in your whatever, but I'm trying to open you up to your own sensitivities even more. Because you are sensitive, but we remove all engrams of being targeted for being different in all moments.
We remove all engrams for being targeted for being different in all moments.
Mm-hmm.
We remove all engrams for being targeted for being different in all moments. We remove all engrams for being targeted for being different in all moments. We remove all engrams for being targeted for being different in all moments. We remove all engrams for being targeted for being different in all moments.
We heal, we repair, heal, we strengthen, repair. We strengthen, repair, and heal my astral body in all moments.
We strengthen, repair, and heal astral body in all moments. We strengthen, repair, and heal my astral body in all moments. We strengthen, repair, and heal my astral body in all moments. We strengthen, repair, and heal my astral body in all moments. We strengthen, repair, and heal my astral body in all moments.
We align all my bodies in all moments.
We align all my bodies in all moments. We align all my bodies in all moments. We align all my bodies in all moments. We align all my bodies in all moments. We align all my bodies in all moments.
We infuse divine love and empowerment into all my bodies in all moments.
We infuse divine love and empowerment into all my bodies in all moments. We infuse divine love and empowerment into all my bodies in all moments. We infuse divine love and empowerment in all my bodies in all moments. We infuse divine love and empowerment into all my bodies in all moments. We infuse divine love and empowerment into all my bodies in all moments.
We reconnect all my bodies in all moments.
We reconnect all my bodies in all moments. We reconnect all my bodies in all moments. We reconnect all my bodies in all moments. We reconnect all my bodies in all moments. We reconnect all my bodies in all moments.
We repair all my energy systems in all moments.
We repair all my energy systems in all moments. We repair all my energy systems in all moments. We repair all my energy systems in all moments. We repair all my energy systems in all moments. We repair all my energy systems in all moments.
We charge all my energy systems in all moments.
We charge all my energy systems in all moments. We charge all my energy systems in all moments. We charge all my energy systems in all moments. We charge all my energy systems in all moments. We charge all my energy systems in all moments.
We reconnect all my energy systems in all moments.
We reconnect all my energy systems in all moments. We reconnect all my energy systems in all moments. We reconnect all my energy systems in all moments. We reconnect all my energy systems in all moments. We reconnect all my energy systems in all moments.
We ignite all my energy systems in all moments.
We ignite all my energy systems in all moments. We ignite all my energy systems in all moments. We ignite all my energy systems in all moments. We ignite all my energy systems in all moments.
We ignite
all my energy systems in all moments. It's okay.
We reconnect all my energy systems through all my bodies in all moments.
We reconnect all my energy systems through all my bodies in all moments. We reconnect all my energy systems in all my bodies
through
in all moments.
Through all my bodies.
We reconnect all my energy systems through all my bodies in all moments. We reconnect my energy systems.
All my energy systems.
Okay. We reconnect all my energy systems through all my bodies in all moments. We reconnect all my energy systems through all my bodies in all moments. We reconnect all my energy systems through all my bodies in all moments.
We empower ourselves as an exponential being in our moments.
We empower ourselves as an exponential being in all moments. We empower ourselves as an exponential being in all moments. We empower ourselves as an exponential being in all moments. We empower ourselves as an exponential being in all moments. We empower ourselves as an exponential being in all moments.
We blast out all doubt in all moments.
We blast out all doubt in all moments. We blast out all doubt in our moment, in all moments. We blast out all doubt in all moments. We blast out all doubt in all moments. We blast out all doubt in all moments.
So do you get a sense of what we're doing here?
Yeah, I do. I feel lighter and calmer.
We are the conduit to heal all of the collective in all moments.
We are the conduit to heal all the collective.
Mm-hmm.
All the collective in all moments. We are the conduit to heal all the collective in all moments. We are the conduit to heal all the collective in all moments. We are the conduit to heal all the collective in all moments. We are the conduit to heal all the collective in all moments.
We dissipate all psychic energy that mind fucks me in all moments.
Okay. You gotta say it again. Oh, shoot.
It's a strong vibration. It's not, I'm not enjoying it. I don't swear in my days.
I'm not saying you do. I do swear, but it's so
I funny. Know. We dissipate all psychic streams of energy that mind fuck me in all moments.
Okay. We dissipate all psychic streams of energy that mind fuck me in all moments. We dissipate all psychic streams of energy that mind fuck me in all moments. We dissipate all psychic streams of energy which mind fuck me.
That mind fuck me. Don't
that, okay, I okay. Oh, I gotta. We dissipate all psychic energy.
All psychic streams of energy.
We dissipate all psychic streams of energy that mind fuck me in all moments. We dissipate all psychic streams of energy that mind fuck me in all moments. We dissipate all psychic streams of energy that mind fuck me in all moments.
We reprimand the aspect of the ego that diminishes me in all moments.
We reprimand the aspect of the ego.
Yeah, let's make it easier. We shut down the part of the ego that diminishes me in all moments.
We shut down the part of the ego that diminishes me in all moments. We shut down the part of the ego that diminishes me in all moments. We shut down the part of the ego that diminishes me in all moments. We shut down the part of the ego that diminishes me in all moments. We shut down the part of the ego that diminishes me in all moments.
We dissipate the psychic energy of derogatory labels in all moments.
We dissipate the psychic energy of derogatory labels.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm seeing, because these aren't you, but I'm seeing like,
yep,
butch, dyke, fag, flame and fag, all these sexual things in your, and I don't know why you're
not from this lifetime.
I know, but that was why you got, I know, but that was part of your thing. And you know, it's really interesting that I found in a couple of my gay clients is in the past lifetime, they were gay bashers.
Yeah.
And so it's really interesting that they had to find that balance.
Right.
So that's part of like all this energy that you've gotten past is still like permeating there in the like the you know, the struggle of coming out. Even though it's not this lifetime, you had that struggle in the last lifetime is a fact. We'll do that one too. Let's get through this one. We dissipate the psychic energy of all derogatory labels in all moments.
We dissipate the psychic energy of all derogatory labels in all moments. We dissipate the psychic energy of all derogatory labels in all moments. We dissipate the psychic energy of all derogatory labels in all moments. We dissipate the psychic energy of all derogatory labels in all moments. We dissipate the psychic energy of all derogatory labels in all moments.
We release the trauma of coming. We release the trauma of coming out in all moments.
We release the trauma of coming out in all moments. We release the trauma of coming out in all moments. We release the trauma of coming out in all moments. We release the trauma of coming out in all moments. We release the trauma of coming out in all moments.
We release the need to come out in all moments.
We release the need to come out in all moments. We release the need to come out in all moments. We release the need to come out in all moments. We release the need to come out in all moments. We release the need to come out in all moments.
You know how many people you're helping with this?
I hope so.
And what it's doing is it's taking this past life struggle that you've had, and you've been feeling this in this lifetime. You've been feeling that confusion. We release the sexual, and it's not even about your sexuality. You know who you are, but it's this past lifetime sexual confusion that's coming to the surface.
Sure.
We release the sexual confusion in all moments.
We release the sexual confusion in all moments. We release the sexual confusion in all moments. We release the sexual confusion in all moments. We release the sexual confusion in all moments. We release the sexual confusion in all moments.
We release the need to hide who we are in all moments.
We release the need to hide who we are in all moments. We release the need to hide who we are in all moments. We release the need to hide who we are in all moments. We release the need to hide who we are in all moments. We release the need to hide who we are in all moments.
We release the need to we release the need to comply in all moments.
We release the need to comply in all moments. We release the need to comply in all moments. We release the need to comply in all moments. We release the need to comply in all moments. We release the need to comply in all moments.
We release the value. We release the valuing our worth in all moments.
We release devaluing our worth in all moments. We release devaluing our worth in all moments. We release devaluing our worth in all moments. We release devaluing our worth in all moments. We release devaluing our worth in all moments.
We release the belief that God hates me in all moments.
We release the belief that God hates me in all moments. We release the belief that God hates me in all moments. We release the belief that God hates me in all moments. We release the belief that God hates me in all moments. We release the belief that God hates me in all moments.
We release feeling judged by God in all moments.
We release feeling judged by God in all moments. We release feeling judged by God in all moments. We release feeling judged by God in all moments. We release feeling judged by God in all moments. We release feeling judged by God in all moments.
We release the belief that God is punishing me in all moments.
We release the belief that God is punishing me in all moments. We release the belief that God is punishing me in all moments. We release the belief that God is punishing me in all moments. We release the belief that God is punishing me in all moments. We release the belief that God is punishing me in all moments.
We release the belief we're letting God down in all moments.
We release the belief we're letting God down in all moments.
Pause before an all moment.
Okay. We release the belief we're letting God down in all moments. We release the belief we're letting God down in all moments. We release the belief we're letting God down in all moments. We release the belief we're letting God down in all moments. We release the belief we're letting God down in all moments.
We release the belief we're letting our family down in all moments.
We release the belief we're letting our family down in all moments. We release the belief we're letting our family down in all moments. We release the belief we're letting our family down in all moments. We release the belief we're letting our family down in all moments. We release the belief we're letting our family down in all moments.
We release feeling separate from God in all moments.
We release feeling separate from God in all moments. We release feeling separate from God in all moments. We release feeling separate from God in all moments. We release feeling separate from God in all moments. We release feeling separate from God in all moments.
We release deviating from self-love in all moments.
We release deviating from self-love in all moments. We release deviating from self-love in all moments. we release deviating from self-love in all moments. We release deviating from self-love in all moments. We release deviating from self-love in all moments.
We are centered and empowered in self-love in all moments.
We are centered and empowered in self-love in all moments. We are centered and empowered in self-love in all moments. We are centered and empowered in self-love in all moments. We are centered and empowered in self-love in all moments. We are centered and empowered in self-love in all moments.
We infuse self-love into our sound frequency in all moments.
We infuse self-love into our sound frequency in all moments. We infuse self-love into our sound frequency in all moments. We infuse self-love into our sound frequency in all moments. We infuse self-love into our sound frequency in all moments. We infuse self-love into our sound frequency in all moments.
We imbue self-love into our light emanation in all moments.
We imbue self-love into our light emanation in all moments. We imbue self-love into our light emanation in all moments. We imbue self-love into our light emanation in all moments. We imbue self-love into our light emanation in all moments. We imbue self-love into our light emanation in all moments.
We resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life and divine and self-love in all moments. We resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life.
And are interconnected with all life.
And self-love.
In
all moments.
In all moments.
We resonate and emanate. And are interconnected with all life.
And are interconnected with all life.
In self-love. In all moments.
In all moments.
We resonate.
Emanate.
And are interconnected with all life.
And are interconnected with all life.
In self-love. In all moments. We resonate. Emanate. And are interconnected with all life. In self-love. In all moments. We resonate. Emanate. And are interconnected with all life. In self-love. In all moments. Take a deep breath. Have you recanted your vows yet? No. So go on my YouTube page and find this is why it's wonderful that you are allowing this to be shared, because someone allowed their session to be shared, and what we did in their session is recant all the old vows that they made. Now, I didn't see this before, but I can see a vow. You were a little old nun in a past life.
Yeah, I bet. I wanted to be one this life.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So you have to recant those vows.
Okay.
And you can find them all in there.
On your YouTube page?
Yes. Under Genuine Healing.
Okay. Just recanting vows or something?
Yeah, it's called Recanting Vows. And then you have all of them, because you have martyrdom, self-deprivation, celibacy. Mm. If you're not attracting a mate, that's why, because you're reliving your vows of a nun. So you can make sure you can find those, and then if you can, let me know and I'll send you the link to it. And,
okay, thanks.
And if you feel strongly, you know, you can always do another session and we can do them together in a whole nother session. But so that blows your belief system out of the water, because these are all things that you set up. You recanted relationships, you recanted sex, you recanted, you know, happiness and a family and all that stuff. You did that. You've been pushing it away with those vows. So it's not that you're not beautiful. It's not that you're not worthy. It's not that you're not viable. But you took yourself out of the game. You took yourself off the market. And that's what so many people do. The vows ones is the first set of tabs that the adepts gave me. And I started doing them with people, and it was like the shift was incredible. So I would have way back then, before I knew what I was capable of doing, I had friends who would go to this other modality, kind of it's body talk. And it was like, but I could see the limitations of what they were getting from that person. And so they said, we've done everything and I can't get farther in this. And so I would just tune in and I said, well, you took vows in a past lifetime. And I go, so I would lead them through that, and they would not trust me back then. I didn't know I could do this. They would take it to their facilitator of that modality and have him do it through them, and it like blew their worlds open. So, so what was interesting is when I started doing this, I thought, wow, this is the main thing. This is, if everyone did this tap, then they would be free. And it's like, that's all they need. And then you go deeper and stuff. And then you realize that a lot of people feel like God hates them. And so there's a lot of these that are core issues and stuff. So it has nothing to do with you. You don't need that much help that you think you do. You just need to get out of your own way.
Okay.
Do you get a sense of it?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Then why are you still sad and pathetic looking?
I don't know. I'm great. I guess I'm grateful right now to you. I'm just very grateful.
So are your energy systems opening up? Is that what I'm seeing?
I think so. Yeah. I'm feeling love, and I guess I just feel everything intensely. So that's
okay. We release cock blocking the love in all moments.
Cock blocking?
Cock blocking.
Okay.
Using your terminology.
Okay. We release cock blocking the love in all moments. We release cock blocking the love in all moments. We release cock blocking the love in all moments. We release cock blocking the love in all moments. We release cock blocking the love in all moments.
We release filtering out the love in all moments.
We release filtering out the love in all moments. We release filtering out the love in all moments. We release filtering out the love in all moments. We release filtering out the love in all moments. We release filtering out the love in all moments.
So if you want to do some more work, do the energetic cleanse on the Roman Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Who knew?
No kidding. Okay. Okay.
All authority figures, all those in the Roman Catholic Church, like all the priests, nuns, monasteries.
Okay.
And then all limited belief systems. And if you want to make it even bigger for yourself, you do it for all of humanity. So you do it, I declare myself a surrogate for humanity and do these tabs. I take the I out.
Okay.
All right.
We declare myself as a surrogate.
We declare, and do it with ourselves, because it's like you're the physical thing, but there's more people doing it. We declare ourselves surrogates for humanity and do these tasks. And then pay attention to how your sensitivities become and how larger than life you become.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
I hope you join us at the workshop. I think you would find that really.
I think I will. Yeah.
It'll be amazing and stuff. Did you like your session?
I loved it. Thank you, Jen. You're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me share. And yes, you can see I love you. You can see, you can feel my love, right?
I can. I hope you can feel mine too.
Of course. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
This way.